All right, here's your instant analysis of Ohio State's disappointing 40-35 loss in the Orange Bowl to Clemson. Let me start by saying I went into this game with a totally different perspective, different outlook on the game. I didn't think Ohio State was going to win this game. I had them losing 41-38 because of all the injuries, the key players that were out on defense against an offensive team that featured an outstanding quarterback in Taj Boyd and just a ridiculous wide receiver in Sammy Watkins. I also thought the Buckeyes would struggle coming off a terrible loss to Michigan State in the Big Ten championship game, which kept them from playing in the national championship game. So I thought the Buckeyes would be down. I didn't expect them to win, but I did think it would be a high-scoring, exciting football game, and we did get that. And Taj Boyd started it off with a 48-yard touchdown run, and then Braxton Miller countered with a 33-yard touchdown run, and the shootout was on. It was an exciting game from the get-go. The Buckeyes would actually play some defense in the first half. They would get safety as Taj Boyd was called for intentional grounding in the end zone. They would also pick off Taj Boyd right around the goal line as Vaughn Bell came up with an interception. But even doing all of that, they fell behind 20-9 in the second quarter, and it looked like Clemson was on its way to a blowout, but somehow, some way, the Buckeyes fought back and actually had the lead 22-20 at halftime, and they would get the ball to start the second half, and they took the ball in the second half and scored first as Carlos Hyde with a one-yard run on just a beautiful drive where they mixed it up and they featured Hyde and they chewed up the clock, and that's the way you beat Clemson, by maintaining control of the football and running your running back over and over and over again. And that's what the Buckeyes did to go up 29-20 with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. And the Buckeyes defense came up with another stop at the 3:42 mark and forced the Clemson Tigers to punt the football away. And that's when this game changed completely. It was the game changer, the momentum swing after the stop on defense for the Buckeyes. Clemson punts the football, and Philly Brown, instead of calling for a fair catch at around the 40-yard line of Ohio State, he tries to catch the ball and run and make something on the punt return and fumbles the football. That's when Clemson recovered the fumble. They would go in to score, and then they would take the lead 34-29 right near the end of the third quarter as they snatched all the momentum back from the Buckeyes. However, Ohio State would not go down without a fight. Carlos Hyde on a 14-yard touchdown pass from Braxton Miller gave the Buckeyes the lead at 35-34 with 11 and a half minutes to go in the football game. But Clemson, as they did all game long, bounced right back. Taj Boyd with his fifth touchdown pass of the game to Stanton Sechinger, and the Buckeyes come up short 40-35. They had one last chance late in the game with about a minute and a half to go. C.J. Barnett picks off a Taj Boyd pass. Why Clemson was throwing in that situation, I have no idea. Taj Boyd offered up a late Christmas present to the Buckeyes, just like they got the block punt by Ryan Shazier in the Big Ten championship game against Michigan State. In great field position, they were unable to do anything with it. In fact, on the second, they had two timeouts left, and this is what's so frustrating. They had two timeouts left near midfield, a minute and a half left, so an eternity in college football with the clock and the way it stops. If you pick up a first down, go out of bounds, and two timeouts, so an eternity left, and they tried to get it all back too soon, and on the second play, an interception thrown by Braxton Miller, the fourth turnover of the game by Ohio State, sealed the deal. And Clemson wins it 40-35. So the Buckeyes, after winning 24 consecutive games under Urban Meyer to start his tenure at Ohio State, they have now lost two consecutive games, and they do so to ranked teams in Michigan State in the Big Ten championship game and Clemson here in the Orange Bowl. And when you look back on it, the Buckeyes, they haven't beaten a top 10 team now since the 2010 season in the Sugar Bowl against number 8 Arkansas, and they had to vacate that win. So it's been that long, so all this criticism that a lot of us Buckeye fans get upset with about you play a weak schedule, you don't play anybody, you haven't beaten anybody, hey, the criticism is warranted. They haven't beaten a top team since 2010. So you just got to take it, swallow your pride, admit that everybody else is right, and hope that the Buckeyes can bounce back from this next year. And let's hope the Big Ten can bounce back next year as well. They go 2-5 in bowl games this year. 2-5. Nebraska and Michigan State, the only wins this year for the Big Ten in bowl games. And check this out. Over the last 2 years, the Big Ten 4-10 in bowl games. And I'll take it back a year further. In the last 3 years, the Big Ten only 8-16 in bowl games. That's not going to win you the respect around the country when you play teams from other conferences in bowl games and you have a losing record of 8-16 over the last 3 years. And one more thing before I forget, getting back to this game. The defense, yeah, they were banged up, but today the Buckeyes defense unable to stop the Clemson Tigers as they rolled up 576 yards of total offense and those 40 points. And you want some staggering numbers as to why Luke Fickell should be fired? The last three games that the Buckeyes played this year, that would be Michigan, Michigan State, and Clemson. The Buckeye defense gave up 41 points, 34 points, and 40 points. That's 115 points over the last three games. And how about this in total yards given up by the Buckeyes defense in the last three games? 603 yards to Michigan, 438 yards to Michigan State, 576 yards to Clemson. That's over 1,600 yards in the last three games, and they lose two out of those last three games. And the Buckeyes finish the season at 12-2 and take this negative momentum into next season with Urban Meyer as he begins his third year at The Ohio State University. Once again, the final from the Orange Bowl, Clemson 40, Ohio State 35. There's your instant analysis.